Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we have shared several times on this program over the 20 months that we've been doing Hope is Here about trying to prevent suicide and creating conversation about mental illness and when people are depressed and discouraged and become hopeless. And we want to stop people from ending their lives prematurely and letting God have the final say-so when He wants us to come and be with Him. The Bible tells us that our days are numbered, and yet, unfortunately, the enemy's done a great job over the last few years of having people get just in so much pain and hopeless that they've decided, I don't want to live anymore, and they end their lives by suicide. But today we've got a success story, and I say that because she's here with us, yet she's walked in some dark valleys and days in her life, and she posted an article from her blog, The Climb to My Lighthouse, and I love the title because it said, Hope Has the Final Say. And as we know, I'm all about hope here on Hope is Here. And it was just very authentic, very vulnerable. And the author's name of this article and her blog, The Climb to My Lighthouse, is Melissa Willoughby. So, Melissa, thanks for being here today.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, Melissa, you were just so authentic and real, and like me, we literally a week ago did a program talking about Pastor Jared Wilson, who unfortunately, due to challenges with mental illness, decided he couldn't take any more and ended his life prematurely by suicide. And from this article you wrote called Hope Has the Final Say, kind of stung you a little bit too, didn't it?
Yes, it certainly did. It hit home. I went days just thinking about it, thinking about his family, praying for his family, just wondering what happened, what went wrong, and why it shook him so mentally that this happened. It saddened me a great deal.
Well, he leaves behind two young boys and a wife, and thing I know that because I've shared my struggle with some suicidal thoughts at different times in my life. You also could resonate with what Jared was struggling with because right after one of the highlights of your life, having a child, you kind of went through a deep valley for a while, didn't you?
Yes, I did. After having kids, it just seemed like after everyone, I have three, but it seemed like after every single one, I had a bout of depression that just seemed like it just got worse. I know, and I didn't really mention this in the article, but our first child, we actually lost our first child. So I don't know if that, like, done something mentally that maybe caused that. But certainly, yeah, I mean, it just shook my world for sure. The bouts of depression, yeah.
Well, I love it because you were just so authentic. You said, man, I felt like every bout of postpartum depression hit me like a ton of bricks. I was knocked flat. Face flat on the ground by emotions for days on end, literally fighting back the tears everywhere I went, to even experiencing panic attacks in public and at home. So, I mean, this stuff can be real, can it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very real. Even for somebody that, I mean, you think, well, I'm a Christian, you know, I'm a minister's wife, I go to church, I help out, you know. Yeah, I mean, it can hit home for anybody. I mean, anybody, just anybody that loves the Lord even.
Well, and the one thing you shared in your article called Hope Has the Final Say while you were struggling with is depression. And you said that, you know, you were crying out to God, but you said the voice of God that I once heard was silent.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I tell you, that's when our faith becomes real, doesn't it? Because we're crying out to God, we're hurting, and yet we feel like, you know, it's crickets. There's nothing there.
Yeah. I remember thinking, well, I'm praying, I'm trying to read the Bible, but I'm not hearing anything. So everything that I had learned up to that point, I mean, it needed to be a reminder to me, you know, what I had went through, what I learned as I grew up, that even when I wasn't hearing the Lord, that He was still real and He was still there. Yeah. Through those hard times.
Well, you talked about being exhausted, and you said, yeah, I didn't feel like picking up my Bible to read or much less praying, and then your praying would turn into crying. And yet you said you still had no doubt that God heard you even in your utter despair. And I think that could be encouraging to somebody listening today, when sometimes you just feel like God doesn't hear your prayers because you're hurting so bad and maybe you don't get an immediate response. But God does hear those prayers of desperation, doesn't He?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I know the Bible talks about He bottles every tear we cry. I mean, that's something to remember in the those times, even though you may say, well, my prayer life is just crying right now. Well, he's hearing that. I mean, he cares enough to bottle every tear we cry. That is pretty powerful in itself.
Yeah, I love that verse and the Psalms that says that. And then Psalm, I believe it's 35:17, if I'm not mistaken, says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and comforts those who are crushed in spirit. And for some of you today, maybe you want to read the Psalms and see David and others that cried out to God during times of despair. Well, one of the things you shared in the article that you just had a really tough bout with depression. It was around, you know, what was supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, Christmas, but share about that.
Yeah, I remember just having a really hard time during Christmas. One day in particular, it was a weekend. I had been crying nearly all day. And my husband just said, get ready, let's go out. Let's get up. Let's do something. And I remember him taking me to the store and getting a Christmas tree. I have always loved Christmas, so he knew exactly what he was doing when he did that. I know it didn't take everything away. It didn't heal everything immediately, but it certainly gave me a little nudge to, hey, let's try to snap out of this. Let's do something. Let's be proactive. And let's remember what time of year it is and let's go on. Let's move on. I mean, even in those times, if you're doing something to try to move forward, you're living, you're moving forward, you're still breathing, you're fighting for your peace, but it's okay, you know, to move on, just to keep going, keep walking.
Well, I think one of the things that's huge, I can relate to what you said, that's when I was really struggling with some depression when I lost my business, home, and marriage all in about a 24-hour period. And so many times you don't feel like doing anything, but I found half the battle a lot of times was just showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find that to be true? Like, you know, going out that day for Christmas, even though, you know, you didn't quote feel like it, but once you took those steps of action, then, you know, you started feeling help and hope and, you know, wasn't perfect, but yet, man, aren't you so glad you did that and didn't stay at home that day?
Yeah. I mean, it was great. I mean, the one thing too is my husband was there and he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to say, let's go out and do this. But he knew it would mean a lot to me, even if not at that moment, later on, as we're doing something to get through this season in life.
What would you say to someone that, you know, your spouse or a significant other or loved one, doesn't have to be necessarily a spouse, but they're struggling with depression? What would you say to them? Because obviously your husband was a real blessing to you, you shared in this article, but talk to those other people out there, whether it's a spouse or family member that is trying to help somebody that's going through a season of depression.
I say just be there. Listen, you don't understand maybe that they're crying or they're down. Be there. Do things for them. Talk to them. Let them vent to you. If they don't want to talk, do nice things for them. Get them a cup of coffee. You know, take them out on a date, even though they say they don't want to go. Just being there, showing up and showing that you love that person and helping them through that season.
Well, I love the paragraph, and maybe you can share that with us on there. You start out talking about it, just a very short version of my story. Do you mind sharing that paragraph with us, please? Maybe even the paragraph after that, please.
Yeah, that is a very short version of my story and doesn't even begin to describe what God has pulled me out of. I've been surrounded by the cloud of mental illness, and I've been in the pit of hell trying to fight off what the enemy is throwing at me. The idea that I even survived those times is miraculous because I felt like I was gone. I felt like I would never be me again. A thief had come and robbed me of who I used to be. That's how depression feels. It's not just something that you can snap out of. It's more than a mood or a bad day. It's more than being emotional and having a crying spell. It lingers until you feel like there's nothing left of you. I tell you this not to make you sad for me, but to let you know that this is there is a mental health crisis in our world, and it is real, even for pastors, church leaders, and their families. My heart hurts for those who have taken their lives, and I pray unexplainable peace on their families. Every time I hear of this happening, it hits home in a way I cannot describe. My mind struggles to comprehend, yet I can't argue that this type of despair is very real.
All right. I know there's people listening. She read those two paragraphs. She was like, man, she's like reading my mind, reading my life right now. And that's why I wanted her to read that from her blog. We're talking with Melissa Willoughby. She is a writer. She has a blog called The Climb to My Lighthouse. I encourage you to check that out and Google that, The Climb to My Lighthouse. This article that we've been discussing today, she just wrote recently on September 15th called Hope Has the Final Say. And unfortunately, we've had to share too many times over the past 20 months on this program, Melissa, about people that are not able to talk about, they let it take mm-hmm. them under. And yet, you know, you're saying that, yes, I faced the pit of hell and the lies from the enemy, mm-hmm. but I was able to survive. And so there is hope even when you feel at your lowest. Is that what you're trying to help people see?
Yeah. I mean, like I said in my article, I didn't feel like there was any of me left. But I mean, there's still hope, even though for the past month, maybe you've been having a hard time. You will see light. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. I mean, it will come back. You will feel yourself again.
How did you get to that other side? I mean, you shared some with your husband helping and things, but mm-hmm. I have shared for me for a season, you know, for a while I did take an antidepressant. I did Christian mm-hmm. counseling. You know, those were things that helped me kind of climb out of that season. What helped you? Was there anything in particular that you'd like to share?
I just think nudges from family members, friends, prayers of people around me that knew what was going on, that helped me a lot. And every day, just making an effort to, like I said, I felt like some days I just had to fight for my peace. I mean, that can be an everyday struggle if you're going through depression, just fighting for peace in prayer. I mean, just praying. Sometimes it's just help me, Lord, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, I think we kind of make it too complicated sometimes,
yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah, we do.
if you will, as we kind of close out things here, read your final two paragraphs here of this beautiful article you wrote called Hope Has the Final Say.
We need to do something. We need to offer help to those in need. We need to listen when someone pours their heart out to us about feeling depressed or suicidal and not just shrug it off like it's nothing. It's time to stake claim on victory within the church. The enemy cannot have any more of ours. Depression is going to stop claiming people in the name of Jesus. Let's be proactive. Let's be open about listening if someone confides in us. Let's walk hand in hand with someone when they are struggling to find the help they need. Let's look the enemy straight in the face and tell him to leave God's children alone. Depression cannot win. Suicide cannot win. Anxiety cannot win. These mental struggles that come straight from hell cannot defeat someone who is hiding under the shadow of the Almighty. I believe there is healing to be found by every struggling soul. The pieces can be put back together. Life can make sense again. Please reach for help. Don't deny yourself this healing. Hope always gets the last word.
Amen and amen. Melissa Willoughby has been our guest today. She is a writer. She has a great blog called The Climb to My Lighthouse. I want to encourage you to check that out, or climbtomylighthouse.wordpress.com. We'll have this contact information when we have the podcast posted later today, so you'll be able to see that. The article that she's been discussing is called Hope Has the Final Say. She's been sharing about her own bouts with depression and just really, really went through a challenging time, and yet, praise God, she is able to talk to us today about how she was able to get through that. So if you just tuned in late, I want to encourage you to check out the article, Hope Has the Final Say, by Melissa Willoughby. Or you can always catch a copy of this on our podcast. Just go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Stay with us, because Melissa's going to be with us for a couple more programs this week. So tell a friend and join us tomorrow for Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.